TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Good morning, this is Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yep.
But kindness is the answer.
On TCN Mornings, and where else?
Everywhere.
Well, good morning, kids and parents. It's a Tuesday, and we're looking at day number 16 in the month of April. Today is National Bean Counter Day. Yeah, every year, April 16th is the day to give tax accountants a break, because income tax normally has to be completed and filed by April 15th, and the term bean counters refers to accountants. But here's a personal example of a group of real-life, literal bean counters. My wife taught first grade for many years, and one year, she and her class counted pinto beans every day for several months. That year, they collected and counted 1 million beans. Yeah, got an article in the newspaper and everything. So, any idea how many 1 gallon plastic milk jugs it takes to hold 1 million pinto beans? 152. So, now you know that. When the project was over, they donated all the beans to the local food pantry. Well, speaking of bean counters, the accountant kind, not the actual bean counter kind, the upcoming story is about a man who helped make a lot of accountants rich over the years. His name was Wilbur Wright, and today would have been his birthday. He was born on this day in 1867, and he, along with his brother Orville, invented the airplane. His story, entitled The Wright Brothers' Story, starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning
of a Famous Hero.
Wilbur was 12 years old, and Orville was only 7 when their father brought home the strangest toy they had ever seen. Their dad showed them how to spin this odd-looking gadget and make it fly. They made that toy fly over and over again. The brothers began to take a real interest in how things fly. They dreamed of someday building a man-sized machine that could fly using its own power. Wilbur and Orville spent a lot of time studying in school and learning also about all kinds of machines. They learned how machines worked and how to fix them when they would break. They built their own printing press, and they started a newspaper. They started a shop where they built and repaired bicycles. But the two brothers had not forgotten their dream of building a man-sized flying machine. They studied birds to learn what makes them fly. They built wind tunnels to test different wing designs. They built and tested a lot of gliders. And then, at a place called Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, on December 17, 1903, as his brother watched, Orville Wright actually flew the world's first real airplane, an airplane that he and Wilbur had designed and built. They called it the Wright Flyer. Yes, because of the hard work and dedication of these two brothers, today we have airplanes, and the Wright brothers became heroes. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of these heroes, and I know that you can become a hero too.
So, what is something you have dreamed about being able to do? Have you ever worked on a project with your brother or sister? What was it? And was it successful? And finally, how do you think the Wright brothers changed the world? Just some things to think about on this Tuesday morning. Hey, be sure to tell your parents, tell your friends' parents to simply go to tcnmornings.com. That's all you need, tcnmornings.com. And listen to a new segment every morning on the way to school in the car or at home. TCNMornings.com. Also, if you don't already have it, you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app. It's available for both Apple and Android. All you have to do is search TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store. Plus, TCN Mornings is available anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available. And it's totally free. All right, then, coming up, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future right here on this Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings. So as per usual here on TCN Mornings, let's have a quick visit with my old Irish pappy, the man who spent so much time teaching me all about life and how to live it better. And here's a big one that I remember almost every day.
Did you ever know somebody that just thinks what everybody else thinks about something? Well, don't be like that, my boy. Look carefully at every situation and responsibly form your own opinion about it. Use logic, use wisdom, and don't try to fit in with everybody else.
That's right. And we've all known people like that, haven't we? People who just think what everybody else thinks about something. Well, don't be like that. Look carefully at every situation and responsibly form your own opinion about it. Use logic, use wisdom, and don't just try to fit in with everybody else. And let me add, though, that when you do have a difference of opinion, don't just put it in everybody's face, okay? Instead of it being a noisy opinion, just let it be a quiet conviction that's there for calm discussion at appropriate times. Intelligent discussions are great. Arguments, not so much. Okay, now it's time for the question of the day. We talked earlier about Wilbur Wright and his brother Orville having invented the airplane in December of 1903, and they continued to experiment and improve their design for the next 2 or 3 years. But soon, lots and lots of airplanes were being built with consistently improved designs, and in less than 40 years, airplanes were commonplace and used for all kinds of purposes. As early as 1914, that's only 11 years after the first flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, hundreds of airplanes were being used in World War I. Then came commercial service, including mail and other types of delivery service. But there was a definite time when regularly scheduled passenger service started, marking the beginning of passenger air travel in the U.S. as we know it today. So that's your question. When and where did the first regularly scheduled commercial air passenger service start? When and where did the first regularly scheduled commercial air passenger service start? If you know, be the first to email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And I'll feature the first correct answer right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about yesterday's question. Yesterday was April 15th, and I mentioned that it was income tax deadline day. And then that subject came up again today with National Bean Counter Day when I said that April 16th is the day to give tax accountants a break because income tax normally has to be completed and filed by April 15th. Anyway, your question was, what does all that mean? What does income tax deadline day mean? Well, Jamie from Albany, New York, says that everybody who has a job and makes money has to pay taxes on what they earn. That's why they call it income tax. But there's a lot of things that can be deducted from the amount of income that is taxable. Like you can take away the amount of income that you spend on medical insurance and doctors and medicine, or you can take away the amount of interest you pay to a bank when you're buying a house, or you can take away the amount of money you spend
to make money in the first place, like if you have to buy tools and things. But all that has to be figured out, and that's why a lot of people hire accountants to do that for them. And then, Jamie says, they can even take off the amount of money they pay the accountants. But anyway, he says, it all has to be turned into the government every year by April 15th. And Jamie, that's right. And of course, what has to be turned in by April 15th is for the previous year ending in December. You know, a lot of people disagree with paying so much tax, and they have a point in a lot of that. Yes, the government does waste a lot of tax money that people worked hard for, and that's something that really needs to be corrected. But it takes a lot of money to provide the things that help serve and protect all people. We have a great highway system that helps us get from one place to another. We have law enforcement people to help keep us and our property safe. We have fire departments to help protect us and our property. We have military to protect us from other countries wishing to do us harm. Tax money also helps to provide for people who are unable to provide for themselves. So many things that we enjoy and need every day are paid for with tax money. And all in all, it amounts to everybody pitching in to help everyone else, right? Well, here's hoping you have a great rest of your day. Stick around, one more quick segment ahead. But as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Have you ever taken some big step to show people around you what you could do, and then somebody made a really discouraging comment about your talent? Like the time a young Elvis Presley was told he had no talent? We all doubt ourselves to some degree and feel a little frightened to step out and face the world with our talents and abilities. But what happens when we give in to our fears is that we end up cheating ourselves out of accomplishment and opportunity. Some people confuse self-confidence with arrogance, when in fact they are not at all the same. Arrogant people often display their offensive attitudes because they lack confidence and they don't want anybody to know. It's a cover-up. Self-confidence, on the other hand, is a good thing and a quality that will take you solidly through life if you will use it to build and grow. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNMornings.com.